With SRN News, I'm John Scott. On Capitol Hill, Robert F. Kennedy Jr. has cleared his first hurdle to become the nation's top health official as the Senate Finance Committee has voted to advance his nomination for a floor vote. In explaining his vote, Senator Tom Tillis of North Carolina expressed hope that Kennedy would achieve reform of the health care system.
Instead of having the discussions that we have had for the 10 years that I've been in the Senate of making Medicaid work and making people on Medicaid healthier, I hope he goes wild and figures out how to do it, because the status quo has not achieved much in the way of gain.
Kennedy will need support from all but three Republicans if Democrats uniformly oppose him to administer the $1.7 trillion agency. The Senate votes later today to confirm Pam Bondi as Attorney General, and also a Senate vote upcoming for Tulsi Gabbard as Director of National Intelligence. Also at SRNNews.com, the Trump administration terminating an immigration program that currently protects hundreds of thousands of Venezuela illegals in the U.S. from deportation.
And it could pave the way for many of them to lose their legal status this spring. This past weekend, Homeland Security Secretary Kristi Noem revoked one of two temporary protected status designations for Venezuela. The Venezuela TPS program is by far the largest of its kind, protecting more than 600,000 illegals from deportation.
That's Tasha Stevens. Salvage crews have recovered an engine and large pieces of fuselage and are working to retrieve a wing from wreckage of last year's midair collision near Washington's Reagan National Airport. Officials say they have recovered more human remains from the Potomac River also. On Wall Street, the Dow had 37 points, the NASDAQ composite up 199. This is SRN News. Being LGBT is not much of a barrier in politics anymore.
13 members of the 119th Congress are gay, lesbian, bisexual, or transgender, tying the last Congress for the most in U.S. history. For the first time ever, a southern state elevated a homosexual candidate. Democrat Julie Johnson is representing Texas in the House. At the state level, 39 states elected at least one LGBT person to their legislature in November. And Hawaii, Iowa, and Missouri elected their first transgender lawmakers. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Anti-Christian hate crimes are on the rise in Western Europe, and one expert has an explanation. Paul James Griffiths is director of Scotland's Christian Heritage Edinburgh, and he says radical Muslims and radical secularists are teaming up to poison the public against the continent's historic faith. This is SRN News. A contingent of House Judiciary Committee Republicans backed President Trump's order restricting birthright citizenship, filing a brief in a lawsuit filed by four Democratic state attorneys general challenging the order.
Led by House Judiciary Committee Chairman Jim Jordan, 18 of the committee's 25 Republicans signed on to the Friends of the Court brief. Trump, on his first day in office, signed an executive order narrowing birthright citizenship so that it doesn't extend to children born on U.S. soil to parents without permanent legal status. Eight lawsuits have since been filed, challenging as violating federal immigration law and the long-held understanding of the 14th Amendment. Over the next week, judges have scheduled four hearings in courtrooms across the country to consider blocking Trump's order on a preliminary basis. Bernie Bennett reporting.
North Carolina Governor Josh Stein has asked state legislators to double their spending on Hurricane Helene recovery. The new governor has unveiled a $1.1 billion request. More details at SRNNews.com. I'm John Scott.